reason, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be show? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot the whole day down. This world is rocking, the thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that peachy keen? Now it is, don't need to admit it. Be thinking deep, no reason, cause there are no reason. What reason do you need? Oh, 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 tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot, ooh, the whole day down, down, down. Shoot it all down. Now she wants to play with the toys a while, and school's out early, and soon we'll be learning another lesson. Today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house. And you can see no reason, cause there are no reason. What reason do you need to die? Oh, and the silicon chip inside of him is switched to overload. Ooh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always says she was good as gold. And he can see no reason, cause there are no reason. What reason do you need to be show? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like, I don't like.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like, I don't like.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot the whole day down.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound and pound. So won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, are always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you? Sunday, Monday are always. Sunday, Monday, are
always.
children forget the sweet taste of ice cream. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. That's the day I'll stop loving you. That's the day.
Okay, that was Kiki D. Remember Kiki D? Kiki D? Kiki D? Yeah. Real name was Pauline Matthews. And, you know, she did the song with Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. She also appeared on the Benny Hill Show. So there's a little Kiki D for you. Kiki D, about that tall, just nuts over her. Here's 17 Pygmies with Monday. We also heard in front of that Sunday, Monday, or Always. Nat King Cole, what a voice. Man, that guy smoked like a carton of Chesterfields a day. And that guy still had that voice. You know, the dude was like probably 6 days away from like dying of lung and throat cancer. And he still had that voice. It's like, man, are you okay? I'm just fine. Man, that's some smooth voice there. Yeah, ooh, too bad you're coughing up blood. Damn it. Well, what a voice, man. 17 Pygmies with Monday. Zombo, directly in your brain.
should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
There you go. That's Chuck Bullock's Levee Breakers, or his orchestra. It all depends how you look at it. I'm not looking at it that way. But nice old tune there. In front of that, we heard, what do we hear? Oh, we heard Blue Monday. Another thing here for the Melnick. Live, Nouveau Vague, doing New Order's Blue Monday. And we heard, that was a nice piece. Monday night at 8 p.m., that nice little crime jazz thing by Harvey Anderson. And the set began with Monday by 17 Pygmies. So, you can see the dings are happening like crazy here. Requests for, this is crazy. This never happened. This should also be on the, this should have been on the 50-year anniversary. This would be on the 100-year anniversary of the BRCT. The day Kelvin and Paul in the CBD store, I am not kidding, they wanted to hear, they basically wanted the same request at the same time. Is that crazy or is that crazy? That is even better than eating a whole tube of Pringles on the radio. That's some serious cool stuff. And of course, the version that we are going to do is Albert King live. Well, he's still, I don't know if he's still live. He doesn't look live in this picture. But Albert King, Stormy Monday, Zombo in Your Brain. Double request. Write this down as radio history. Yeah.
But Tuesday's just as bad. Saturday I go out to play. on me. Won't somebody please send them back to me?
There you go. A little something right there from Albert King. And that does make quite a an amazing coincidental. That is actually the first double request I've ever gotten. First double request. So Calvin requested it. And then crazily enough, right when I was ready to play it, Paul in the CBD store says, can you play Stormy Monday? And I was like, dude, You guys are killing me. So that's pretty awesome. I got the request for The Last Man Standing. And that dude has been standing so long. he wants Rainy Days and Mondays. I got a cool version of that. But all songs about Monday today. And that's another nice thing about doing this kind of subject with the radio. Because like everybody kind of think, oh, yeah, how about that? How about that? And then I kind of put it through the Zombotron. And see if I can find either an interesting version of it or just kind of enjoy the original version. And, woo! Oh, yeah, so that Albert King. And that was Stormy Monday from his box set, Long Songs DJs Can Take a Bowel Movement Through, Parts 1 and 2. And especially Part 2. That's the most important part. All righty, here's the original version of this tune, Monday Monday. Mrs. Miller.
Thank you. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call. Said nothing is really wrong, feeling like I don't belong. But it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice, nice to know somebody loves me. And funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is gone and gone before. Thank you.
get my pay. Saturday morning, oh, Saturday morning, all my tidings have gone away. And my morning in my honey, and I'm out on the stairs to play. Sunday morning, my head is bad. Oh, it's worth it for the time.
There you go. That was Antoine Dominique Domino. Fats Domino. And with Blue Monday. And weird stuff about Fats Domino. If you remember when Hurricane Katrina hit, they thought, where's Fats Domino? Oh, my God, Fats Domino. He's gone. Where's Fats Domino? Because he did not want to leave his house. And I guess what happened is they thought he was dead, and somebody spray painted real big on the side of his house, R.I.P. Fats. He's like, hey, you kids, get away from there. So he made a lot of money. Good on him. But he was like really a king of rock and roll. He was just like a touring maniac, put out a bunch of great music. And yeah, Fats Domino, Blue Monday. Before that, we heard The Ventures from Inexcusable Ventures Records. The Ventures play the hits of The Carpenters, and The Ventures play the hits of Jim Croce. Yeah, that's some slim times for The Ventures. And before that, we heard the double shot for Last Man Standing. That was, of course, Many Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down by The Ventures. And we heard Free to Pain doing a nice soulful version of Rainy Days and Mondays. And Paul Williams was one of the songwriters on that. Paul Williams, you know, he was he actually wrote one of the most amazing lyrics in show business. That is correct. And that was, "The cigarette you're smoking is scare me half to death. Open up that window so I can catch my breath." Yeah, hang on. Let's see. We got to tell you about some shows here. Couch Dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. right here on this station. And Democracy Now. How about some now? Yeah. No, you got to wait. You got to wait till Friday, next Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. It's a National Independent Award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Sounds like a laugh riot. And let me tell you something. Okay, you remember that business suit you bought? You didn't buy a business suit, but that's what it says here. The one that you wore to that important presentation. The suit that changed your life. Last month, your office went casual. Boy, this is terrible. Who writes this junk? All right, just donate it to Goodwill. Yeah, they basically say, you got a nice suit? You got a nice suit you don't wear anymore? Give it to us. We'll make some money off it. We'll create jobs. We'll do it. So there you do. Give it to Goodwill. Give it to Goodwill, I guess. There you go. Give them that. Give them your guitar. Give them your old synthesizers. Give them everything that is of any use to you that you don't use anymore. There you go. Make that CEO a big stack of money he can sit on. But actually, the nicest thing to donate to Goodwill is you're doing something nice for the people that work there. You know? Because the people that work there got a pretty crummy job. And the best thing they get out of the job is seeing any of the cool stuff that could come in that could be worth anything. Wow, check this out. An original Buddy Holly record from 1959. We're not selling this for a buck. I think it's just going to disappear. There you go. And then the next thing you know, guy makes a nice chunk of money. Good on him. Next one's like, hey, look at this. Look at this thing right here. What is this? Oh, it's a metal detector, I think. I'm going to take it home. And then the guy finds a gold bullion piece that just happened to fall out of the Monopoly man's pocket down in this field, and he's rich. So there you go. Help out the people that work. And that's the other thing that always gets me. I always want to help out the people that work at these places. You know, for example, you go to like the pet store and they go, Petco, and they go, you know, would you like to donate 15? Would you like to round it up to feed hungry doggies? Oh, wow, that's hard to pass on. No, but I'll round it up for you because you got a crummy job. That's always when they're like, when you go in the Taco Bell, say, would you like to round it up for, you know, Children's Hospital? No, but I'd like to give you a dollar because you had to say that. So you're actually, you know, begging money for the company so they can write it off on their taxes. They can make a charitable contribution. You can make a charitable contribution that they can take credit for. That's why I was like, you know, no, why don't you keep the change? That's what I think we should do. Would you like to round it up? Because my life stinks. I would be all for that if there was any kind of like, would you like to round that up? Because this isn't a great job. I mean, like, it's not any more difficult to be a barista, or make a sandwich that you're tipping like a dollar for. I really do think you should be able to start personally tipping people that work, especially like the really crummy jobs. I know there's a couple gas stations that actually have a tip jar out for the guy who's working there. And I'm all for that because minimum, the wage here is in this country are just not that swell for those kind of jobs. And I really do think we should start tipping everybody. Now, if we're going to pay them garbage wages, we might as well, you know, tip them. And wow. And they really appreciate that, you know, because this is the way they can, you know, get the new game for their Xbox. I don't, whatever keeps them coming into work the next day. So I'm all about the tipping everybody. Everybody who has an unpleasant job. Everybody that's got an unpleasant job. I think, you know, people are sitting at your desk. You're sitting at your desk and, oh, man. Someone come by and goes, here's a dollar. Go get yourself a, I can't get a cup of coffee. Go get yourself a little something. That's always good to give something. Go get yourself a little something because you can't get no big somethings. I think we should start tipping everybody. It would probably make the world a nicer place. You walk down the street and you see somebody and they smile at you. Here's a dollar. Thanks for smiling at me. Here's five. Here's $5. Thanks for smiling at me. You know? Tip Crazy Z is what they call me. Oh, yeah. Let's get back into Mondays. Let me get back into Mondays? Yeah. We got a lot of Monday to cover. Next week is going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all smashed together. I will not be around much in April, going on vacation, and Steel City Con is happening. They did save the convention center. But personally, I think that was all masterminded by the evil geniuses at Hobby Lobby. What I thought they would probably do is they go, hey, I got this great idea. We're looking for a real cherry deal here in Monroeville. Why don't we kind of see about getting, kind of pulling this one. We could see about getting their community center. You know, their convention center? We take that. They're going to freak out. And then they'll give us some buzz the place for practically nothing. I think that's how those kind of folks operate. They did not say, okay, we'll back away from this deal because of the community. No, they orchestrated this whole damn thing so they could probably get like this big warehouse in Monroeville for nothing. Just to go away. Don't take our playground. You know, we're going to build something right here on your playground. Oh, no, don't do that. We'll give you this place for free. That's how I think them rats work. Ah, Monday. Here we come with Black Uhura Mondays and Killer Tuesdays. A beautiful dub reggae stuff by Black Uhura. More Mondays than you can shake your sticks at. Yeah. RCT Pittsburgh!
Monday. my shoulder. Take these chains, these chains from around my leg. Lord, these stripes, they sure don't worry me. But these chains gonna kill me dead. Yes, sir.
Burning low, sparks shooting out like stars, and till I lie down by your side.
Nice live track there by Telexico. Telexico doing Navy on Monday. We heard Ry Cooder doing on a Monday a Lead Belly tune. And from the album Into the Purple Valley. Ry Cooder, this is the guy, actually, this is how bad stuff can happen to you and it turns into something amazing. I think when he was about 3 or 4 years old, and I'm sure somebody's going to call and say, no, he wasn't, he was four. 3 or 4 years old, he had an accident. I think he lost one of his eyes as a kid and was freaking out. So his parents, when he's like, well, four, 3 or 4, whatever, they bought him a ukulele. Said, here, play around with this. Get your mind off the fact that you just had this accident and lost your eye. So he starts playing the ukulele. Little kid, ends up being one of the most amazing, well-rounded guitarists ever. Ry Cooder played with Captain Beefheart. And I just couldn't stand being around Captain Beefheart because he was just, well, because he's Captain Beefheart, that's why. And went on to do a whole hell of a lot of stuff. World music, roots music, Ry Cooder. So it was. So basically he started out when he got his eye poked out and his parents bought him a ukulele when he was a little kid. So there. And I stand corrected right here, Moy standing corrected. It was not Paul Williams that wrote